Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hi, everybody. Listening to The Thing Is. I'm Shannon. Thanks for coming back to join us.
Do you like ghosts and ghosts? Do you have fights and fights? And do you have bad days, dates? Do you like ghosts and ghosts?
Ow, The Thing Is. Ow, ow, The Thing Is. Ow, ow, The Thing Is. Ow, ow.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I am here without Figs today. He is not here, but we have two very exciting returning guests on the show today. I'm excited to hear their updated stories. First, it is from her new podcast, Ask Men Anything. It is comedian and actress Emma Willman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Shannon. I appreciate it. Happy to be here.
And I didn't get to ask you before, but you currently don't do a podcast.
I do not.
Okay, so it is.
I'm the one comedian.
Yeah, right. Good for you. that can be your credit.
I'm changing the game.
Yeah. Put it in your Instagram bio. No podcast here. Is the name of my podcast.
This is you and Brendan Sagalow.
Oh, yeah? Sags?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a podcast?
Surprising. I thought he had like nine.
No, they just... everyone knows this, right? Yeah, they just stopped it. Here's the scenario. But
God.
I'm sorry. Andy Fiore, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. Great. What a crew.
It's fun. It's going to be fun. I'm just going to be getting drunk by myself on this side of the table.
You got to do it sometimes.
I think so. Okay, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on my own stuff because we have a limited amount of time with you guys. So for the listeners, both of these guys have been on the show before. You can go back and re-listen to their episodes. Emma was on episode 185, a crazy episode with Andy Dick.
Andy Dick.
Wow.
Have you ever met him?
I have.
You have?
He's crazy.
It was really an experience. It was over COVID. It was on Zoom. And to me, he's someone where it's like there's just so much recognition. Because I used to watch him on TV. So it's like, anybody I used to watch when I was like a kid, I just remember watching at my dad's house in the basement. So seeing him popping up. And he was on his phone, and he was walking around a bunch. So he was, like, seeing him.
Trying to get drugs.
Trying to, I don't know what. And he was, like, hitting, I thought, on Shannon.
I wasn't really sure what was happening.
I thought he was hitting on you, so then I.
No, he's gay as a $2 bill, isn't he?
I don't know or what his
but then we didn't know if he was.
Is.
Then afterwards, we thought maybe he was hitting on me.
Yeah, because, I remember, because at one point he was like, he was asking, like, if he was my type.
Yes, and yeah. I remember, I think I answered, I was like, oh, she's not seeing anybody. I said something because I didn't want you to have to say it, and it was also pretty clear that, like, you weren't, like, flirting back with him.
Yes, so what I said to him was, I was like, I just, like, bounced around it, and I was like,
Did you say you like big Italian guys or something?
I was like big scary guys, but I was like, and then he was like, so you wouldn't like me or something like that. And I was like, well, I wouldn't know unless like I knew what our chemistry was. Mm. I was like, we can find out when we do our ghost hunting date. And then I just kind of like moved it over a little bit and then it moved away from it. But he was a crazy person.
Yeah, I've met his kid, Lucas.
Really?
He did comedy for a hot minute.
But stopped, I think.
I haven't seen him in 10 years.
It happens.
Yeah. Normal dude.
Really?
Totally normal guy.
I wonder who the mother is. Who's the
mother? I don't know.
I don't know. That could be a test tube kid.
Yes, maybe. Like a Michael Jackson kid.
Yeah.
Okay. So as Andy has been on the show twice before, episode 138 and 273.
That was a good one.
You are also on two weird episodes.
Remind me, because you told me my stories. I have no recollection of those whatsoever.
Really?
It's a long time ago.
I was like, do you have a steel trap of a memory? Or
no,
you have to, yeah, you
I go back. Yeah, I go back just to make sure, because I don't want anyone to like have to just keep retelling the same story over and over again. So one episode you were on was with the tarot card reader.
Yes.
Which was the most recent one.
Yes.
And then we had a trans comedian on the time before. That was at 2019 was the first time. So it was a while back.
I don't remember that, but
it was a while ago.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to go back around. Do you guys both have new bad date or weird sexual experiences from the last time?
Yes. I thought I thought of a bad date that got sussed up, and then I thought of I was like, I haven't been in any fights since then, and then I thought of a fight too.
Amazing. Okay, let's start with the bad date story.
Okay, so the bad date story that I was thinking of was this. I had it queued up because I'm in a relationship now. Oh my God.
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Is it the same relationship as last time you were on the show?
No, Shannon.
Okay.
Nope. Okay. Nope.
You don't know Wilman? This
no.
One.
But it's my longest relationship. So I've been in, I think we've now been together 2 years.
Oh, okay.
I'm 37, so it's not that long a relationship.
That's not. Not
it's
at
not,
all.
It's not. Oh, this is what it was. I remember this bad date was from a long time ago. And it was someone who I had so much chemistry with before we met up. We were like maybe the most chemistry I've ever had with someone. Like I remember before
texting
meeting up,
and
texting,
phone.
We had and phone sex.
FaceTime.
We didn't FaceTime.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But you had to.
Sorry.
No, you go.
You get a very different vibe. Some people are amazing texters, and then they're duds when you meet them in real life, and you're like, "What the hell happened?"
Amazing texters.
Yeah.
So you had never met that person.
Met the person, but it was. I remember it was really quick. It was like we met on. There was something on Tinder or some dating app. We exchanged numbers. I was in Boston. She was in New York, and then she said something that was like slanted towards kinky, and then I picked up on the hint that I thought maybe she was trying to put down, and then we were boom off to the sexting racetracks.
Nice.
And we were and I remember having phone sex, and I remember like telling her that I was having had a date with someone else, and then she was like XXX, like, and I was like, this is so fun. And then I remember going to the doctor, and she was like, oh, I'd be there with you. Like, we moved quick.
Are you doing sexy stuff at the doctor's office?
Say again?
Sexy stuff at the doctor's office?
No, but it was like it ramped up the intimacy because she was like, oh, like I would go to the doctor with you if we were there. Like it was
a sweet way.
Sweet way. But then I remember when I told her I had a date with someone else, she was like, if you hook up, like record it, send it to me. like she was kinky.
Oh.
And we had a lot of
Hama.
We were sexting like hardcore quick, which now I know probably the sooner you get some sense of quote unquote intimacy with someone over social media is probably false.
Right.
Because, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you share stuff quickly, and then it's like, you do not know this person at all, and if they're down to get that intimate that quick, to me now, that would kind of be, that would be a red flag.
Right. It's like a rehearsed thing. Like, they just know the right thing to say in the right order.
Oh my God, 100%.
Yeah.
And I was like, game for it. And I didn't think, I like, now I would know to do the FaceTime and stuff like that.
Did you guys get physical? Early?
No, because the date was bad.
Oh, the first date was that bad.
So bad.
Okay, wait, so how long are you talking before you meet in person?
I'd say it was 6 weeks.
Okay. Holy hell.
Sexting.
That's a long time.
But it was because I was in Boston. She was in New York.
Gotcha. That's
sexting
still close.
All the time. And then I went up to New York. I went up for the date. Remember, I got a hotel. Go up. We met at some place. And then my plan was actually, because I love tarot card stuff, that we'd go to dinner and then do tarot card reading afterwards. She didn't. I get to the restaurant. She's 45 minutes late.
Oh, my Lord.
And I was
kind of... What kind of an asshole is late?
But there was no text like about what's going
on. Right, yeah, come on.
So she comes in with a story. She was like... But right away when she came in, the energy was not what I pictured.
Wow.
Something was off. And
but she looked like how she was supposed to look?
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of isn't good.
It was technically the same person.
So you recognize them, but not quite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it was like.
What was the difference? Wait.
Facial features.
Really? How do you change that that drastically?
It was like, you know, now I would know. Because this was maybe like 9 years ago. Like probably it was like super airbrushed and I just wasn't picking up on how.
I gotcha. Yeah. I still fall for filters.
Filters. And now we know better, like lots of angles.
Right.
I mean, but it was well done too. Like and she would send lots of like dirty pictures.
So not quite catfished, but something in the ballpark.
Something in the ballpark.
Yeah.
And the way she would slant stories was as though like people were responding to her in the world as though she was like this like exceptionally good looking person, which, you know, it's all in the eye of the beholder. But I remember her saying like the certain way people would treat her was based on this because she's so, you know, you never know who's real with you when you look. Blah, 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 blah. So she came in, she's late, and she said that some homeless guy got in a fight and she had to help the unhoused person. I'm like, okay, fine. But the second she got there, I knew it wasn't going to be, like, something just was off. And then I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I've sexed with this person this much. Like, who is this person? And then she was really into negging, you know, where someone's like mean. I don't like that.
But she hadn't done that before?
No, she hadn't done that before at all. Like, maybe there was, like, some sense of it intermixed and flirty, but it. But I don't think so. I don't think I had picked up on it because I do not like that.
Maybe she was like intimidated. Like once she like saw you in person.
Thanks, and Shannon.
Like, it's like you're so much prettier than me. Like I have to bring us down to the same level.
That happens to me a lot.
She, negging and sarcasm, I usually like pick up on slowly. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like a, I don't think it's a dyslexic thing. I've tried to blame it on my dyslexia before, but I do not.
No.
The sarcasm.
You're not reading.
I know. I don't know what to blame it on then. I don't pick up.
That's dyslexia.
Even that, I was like, I had to think that you were being sarcastic. I was like, no, really.
Sarcasm, I don't mind on a first date. I think that's fun. And
yeah, like
it's
a
like
playful
part of
banter.
Work of your personality.
Yeah. It's not ideal
for me. If it fits in a jovial, in a
right.
lighthearted way.
Right.
Not if you're being, yeah, negative or negging.
I think it was a, I mean, for, this could have been worked great for some people. It's just not for
right,
me.
Right, right, right.
So we do that. It's the date is not working out. We wrap it up early, even though we had been sexting all up until this point because we had big sex plans. We were talking a big sex game. So it's very clear that not only are we not going to have sex, I was like, hey, like, do you want to, I was going to have us go to a tarot card reader after this, but should we just like call it a night? And then she just made fun of me hardcore about the tarot card reader. That's fair. Because that was kind of a ridiculous, I mean, I guess, but she made fun of me about that a bunch. And then normally, like, if I was trying to impress someone on a date, I would have, like, Ubered her home or whatever. But I just was like, see ya. And that date was a bad date because no chemistry in person. And I didn't try to save it either. I didn't try to, like, I just let it tank. And fuck her.
Do you think she was also, she picked up on that vibe?
I think both of us weren't into each other. And I met someone years later and they were like, hey, I think we've had sex with the same person.
Ooh,
and I was like, who?
Sisters.
Who is it? And then she said the person. I go, that person, not only that person, I never have sex. We never even kissed. We never held hands. We never touched. And then she was like, she said that you guys were doing all this like kinky role play stuff. And I was like, over the phone and on text. But yeah. We didn't, our hands, look, Andy and I have now done more than her and I have. Boom.
We've, oh, wow, really?
Yeah, we didn't even, I maybe hugged her when she walked in, but that's right. It.
So was she telling like your sexting stories as if they had happened in real life?
That was what I kind of had forgotten about that, but that's what, she made it seem like we had had sex, because the person's also a comedian, and they were like, oh, me, this person said they had sex with another comedian, and I was like, I've never had sex with that person at all.
And at the worst, you're like, oh, God, who?
Right, I was very curious, and then I was like, that's interesting because we did not have sex. And she was like, oh, weird. I said, yeah, real weird.
Is it hard sexting with the dyslexia?
Sometimes it is, because in the beginning, I'll spell check stuff.
Yeah, takes you out of the moment.
Takes you out of the moment, but then I'll go back and forth really quick. And then I usually have to say something in the beginning. And a lot of times in the beginning when I'm texting with someone will think it's like cute, but I have to say it up top. Otherwise, it seems like I'm drunk.
Sure.
I feel like when you're talking on the phone, that at least gives you, like, versus just texting, it gives you some sort of feel of how the person carries themselves.
We did have really good phone energy, though.
That's so weird.
Isn't that weird?
It is, but it isn't, because I've had both ways. I've had people be not great on the phone, amazing in person, and vice versa. Good texter, dud in real life.
Right. On texting, she seemed so, this is a long time ago, but I remember in texting, she seemed really nice.
I wonder if she's really making up for it because she knows she can't deliver in person. Ooh. So they put in extra.
Could have been. I mean, but in person, it didn't seem like she was trying to be nice at all. Like she was really like, like kind of snappy, sassy, but like not in a like fun way.
That's internet dating, man.
And that's not for me anyway. So if we had been on the phone, if she'd been like that on the phone at all, I would have been like, all right, it wouldn't have gone on as long as it had.
If this had happened like more recently, I would think that she was just using ChatGPT the whole time. But now I just don't understand like the complete flip in personality.
Totally different in person. Totally different.
Damn.
You can use ChatGPT for...
That's what they're, I feel like it's so much, it's like cheating now when you're on a dating app, because I've seen so many articles about people writing their profile on ChatGPT, starting, like they have like dating apps where your initial conversation is like all prompts. Fake. Yeah. It's just like the computer's doing it. It's like, what is the, what's even the point of that?
It. Should we ask it something?
Is that real? Really?
I just downloaded it.
What
like
is it
last
called?
Week. ChatGPT.
Oh, I thought you meant like the dating app. Because there's a dating app specifically that uses
like my bot will date your bot. Yes. And then see, actually that I wouldn't even hate, because then you don't have to do the initial one. They just send you the dates. Like, do you want to go on a date on Tuesday? They send you the little portfolio.
I guess based on the story that you just told, it makes sense. But right. I just feel like I just get annoyed like immediately. Like I talked about on the show so many times. If someone just starts the conversation on a dating app with like, hi, or how are you? I just don't respond, because
it's
like
so hard though. What are you supposed, you don't know what to say. You gotta give me some, you gotta be like, what's your favorite cracker? Then you seem weird.
Yeah, but something that's cute.
Okay.
That's like a funny thing. Like something to like draw in.
Right.
Where it's like if everyone is just saying, hi, how are you? It's like, this is not a conversation starter. It's like, I'm fine, thanks. How are you? Good, thanks. The end.
Right.
You know?
Let's do this. What's a good opening question on a dating app?
Because I had a hard time on the apps. I'm a more of an in-person type of individual.
I don't think I'm good at any of it. it's all terrible. Yes, Harrington.
All right. So I just asked ChatGPT to write me an opening message to a 5'5" blonde woman I just met on Tinder. Her interests include stand-up comedy, talking on the phone, and tarot card reading. It said, hi there. I hope this message finds you well. I couldn't help but notice your profile, and I must say, your interests piqued my curiosity.
You could tell it's a bot.
Yeah?
It sounds like a Nigerian prince scammer.
Totally.
All right, guys, before we go any further, I want to talk about Mango. Think man, go. They help men get hard and go hard. Their new innovative compound will help level up your bedroom game. They combine three FDA-approved ingredients, tadalafil or sildenafil, the active ingredients in Cialis or Viagra, oxytocin, aka the love hormone, and L-arginine to increase blood flow to achieve optimum performance. They have rapid dissolving tablets, which hit the bloodstream quick for faster results. It's a mango flavor, the individually packaged for on the go, 100% online, free doctor visit. So everything here, you don't have to talk to a single person. No one has to know your business. You don't have to swallow a pill. Everything is as convenient as possible, and it's only going to make your life better. So go to mangorx.com and use the promo code GAS15, G-A-S-15, and our listeners will receive 15% off their first order. That's promo code GAS15 for 15% off your first order. Let's get back into it. Go ahead.
Stand-up comedy, that's fantastic. I've always been a fan of a good laugh. Talking on the phone is a bit of a lost art in today's world of texting, but I'm a firm believer that it can be an incredible way to connect on a deeper level. Plus, it's a great way to discuss all things tarot card reading, which sounds fascinating. Do you have any memorable experiences with tarot cards you'd be willing to share? If you're up for it, I'd love to chat more and get to know you better. Feel free to share your favorite stand-up comedian or story about your tarot adventures. I'm all ears.
That's a fucking Bible of an opening sentence.
Like, that's the opposite of the hi, how are you?
That is. Right. I would maybe
you gotta find a happy medium. Yeah.
If the picture was really hot, I could see taking that bait.
I think it's a good tool to grab little elements or like catchphrases or words, you know, like that.
Yeah, they personalize. They really personalize.
They do. Dude, one time, though, I was officiating my friend's, two friends' wedding, and me and Bobby Kelly were just sitting around, and I was like, I had anxiety over it because it's very personal and it's a lot of work.
Sure.
You want to make it special for them. So Bobby's like, dude, well, fucking put it in ChatGPT. And this thing, he put in their names. It goes, write a wedding officiant speech for Jacques and Lulu. And it spit out a thing. It was like, I took two or three lines from it.
Huh.
Wait, were they like famous people where it knew who they were?
No, it just,
I just used their names. Okay.
And it was crazy. In 5 seconds, I was like, damn.
And you used, did you use
like a couple buzzwords or like a couple nice sentences where it was like something really flowery.
And did you have to write in like how they met or anything like that?
I've done a few now, and I've kind of gotten the hang of it, of opening with a little icebreaker and then making it light, but also making it sincere.
Sure.
It's much different than stand-up. It's a lot harder to write because your emotions are involved. So it's not just, you know, and it's just you don't want to fuck it up for these people because they'll remember that forever, and it's always on video now, and so it like it's stressful. I'm done. I'm retired.
I was going to say, you must be good at it.
I've done 5 and I'm done. I did my sister. I did like 2 best friends. I did some college friends, and it's a lot of work.
How many of them?
Because I care.
How many of them did you use ChatGPT for?
We just used that one. I didn't like fucking use the whole thing. I grabbed like 2 sentences that just like had a nice sound to it.
Would you consider it cheating if you were dating, if you were in a relationship with someone and then they were doing like sexting, but it was with the ChatGPT GPT bot.
There's a South Park episode about that.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. There is.
It's like all of the boys were using ChatGPT to like be sweet to all of their girlfriends. Yeah,
like they knew exactly what to say.
The girl, they would say have their girlfriends text ChatGPT.
No, so all the boys were like using ChatGPT to like say sweet things to their girlfriend. So it's like, oh, ChatGPT, like I want to tell my girlfriend I love her.
Yeah, it's like, how do I respond to what she said?
And all the girls were so happy.
What about if you were like in a relationship with someone and you're instead of porn, they were like texting with like a robot?
It weirds me out. I don't like it.
It's definitely different from porn. I feel like I would be more down. I mean, it's different. It's like a couple steps up from porn. I feel like if I talked about it with a person, I'd be more okay with it.
More okay with ChatGPT than porn?
No, like equally. Like I wouldn't consider it cheating if it was like clearly a rogue. I guess I would be like, well, I mean, I'd understand it. But I guess the ChatGPT can spell everything right and I can't. So at least you're going back and forth with someone that's not like, I'm going to fuck your face and it's all spelled backwards or something.
Sexting. Let's do it for me anyway. Like the sexting. I
love
really
sexting.
So much. Get excited so much.
I haven't. Me and my girlfriend used to sex all the time.
Really?
But if she was sexting with a robot and told me about it beforehand, I think if it was like something fun, maybe we did together, I would be okay with that.
I need visuals and I don't know. You know?
I mean, like the connection to the person itself. But I guess if the ChatGPT, if they were doing it, then there would have to be like an image associated with it, right? That you can use.
If it was just like dirty talk, I think I would be into that. Like if it was just like a fun dirty talking bot, I think that that would be fun. I think my girlfriend would be like, you know, I'll be a dirty talking bot.
Right.
So I wouldn't have the need to do that, but I could see how, say I wasn't in this relationship, then I could see, but I also could see myself having sex with like a sex robot.
Yeah, I mean, well, the way technology's going.
So if your girlfriend, if you found out that she was sexting with a bot, how would you feel about
I'd want to see the sex. I'd be like, are you guys just doing something that we don't do? Because I'd understand that more in a bit. Were you nervous to talk to me about that?
It's not cheating. It's not.
It's not cheating, but it's a little weird.
It's a little weird.
It's a blurry line between that and porn. I understand where you're coming from.
Because we talk about porn all the time. We both watch a lot of porn.
Totally.
But I think I would just be more surprised that she hadn't said anything. That would be shocking, actually, if she hadn't said anything.
Right. So it's more of like the hiding it.
The hiding thing, it. Yeah. But I would be, I mean, just I trust her totally. So I would be very, I would think that probably she was talking about it with something she was scared to talk to me about, which I cannot imagine what that would be. But say it was like, I'm sexually attracted to
Robots.
Robots. Yeah. And I don't want to tell my partner. It would be something, I'd be like, because just tell me what it is. There's nothing I'm going to judge.
Right.
But we've got such an open space.
ChatGPT and A.
Yeah, so that's a fun episode title.
Huh?
Do you have a new bad date or weird sex story?
I don't have a weird sex story. The weirdest, I don't know if I ever told this, but I don't remember. The weirdest sex from a girl, we went out a couple times from the apps, and she made sex noises like a fucking dolphin. Like she went like, eep, eep. I'm not kidding. That's the weirdest noises I've ever heard. Like, you know, I'd thrust, she'd be like, ee, ee. It was so, and I can't do it as high. It was like Flipper. I'm not kidding.
Was
I'm not
it like porn? Because like, I feel like in porn sometimes.
It was a
like,
weird noise where it was like, Jesus Christ.
I've never heard that noise in porn.
I have never heard it anywhere, ever.
I don't know if I've heard it in porn, but I feel like I may, but I'm getting a flash of it.
Yeah, I mean, that whatever. That one was just a weird noise.
Did it take you out of it, though?
A little bit. I was just like, what the fuck? I got there, but. She was just a weird chick, but I recently is kind of what we were talking about started seeing a girl that I met on Hinge, and our first date was dynamite.
Great.
Amazing. Like chemistry was there. She was just a really good laugher, and it really felt good where I was like, this has a lot of potential. We went out 48 hours. This was a Thursday. We went out on Saturday again. And even the Saturday was good. We went to Wohop, like in Chinatown. We took the ferry down to like from Astoria all the way down to Wall Street, walked to like got like classic Chinese food. And again, it was really good. And then, you know, we just kind of had a nice night. Didn't have, you know, physical sex or anything.
Oh, but like kissing?
Yeah, kissing. Okay. And that's it, really.
Okay.
And so we made plans for the next Thursday. It was a day before I was going on the road in the morning. And I suggested, like, dinner and a movie. Like, let's do a classic. And she was like, how about we do something out of the box? Where I was like, all right, sure, I'm down for whatever. I love it when a girl suggests things to me too, because I feel like a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A lot of times to come up with new creative things. So she was like, would you come to restorative yoga with me?
Oh, God damn it.
Restorative yoga.
So this is how she sold it to me. She was like, I've never done yoga at all ever in my entire life. I've never even done it. I'm not averse to it. I would try it. But just know that I am the beginner of beginners.
Right.
If we're going to any sort
also,
of yoga.
Also, it's not class. Out of the box if it's something she does regularly.
And
right?
She does it a lot.
Right.
So she was like, the restorative yoga is almost just laying there in like one very easy pose. And I was like,
also though, like if you're like beginning stages with a guy, you don't want to put him in a position of something he's uncomfortable. It's never going to be
very
hot.
Disorienting. Yeah.
So I agreed. I was trying to be a good sport.
Sure.
You know, and I did at the time. I still kind of, I liked this girl. So
you had trust in her from what you had established.
And
before,
she
too.
Pitched it well. She was like, dude, it's kind of just lying there. Meditatively almost. And
right.
I was like, oh, I've had yoga all wrong.
Yeah, I can lay there.
I lay there all the time.
Yeah. You know, I can do a lay.
I'm laying on my couch right now. So we went over her house. She wanted to make dinner. She had me like...
Oh, so she meant restorative yoga, not part of a class, like at her apartment.
No, at a class.
Oh, wow.
But we went out. She goes, come over. We'll eat dinner at my house first. I'm going to make dinner. Do you want turkey burgers? I was like, great. She put me to work. And she was, this is my point, is that now I'm getting a more inside look at how she lives and like what she likes to do.
Yeah, this is a date. This is like a
This is date number
date.
Three, too. So I'm like, all right, this is going in a good direction.
Also, turkey burger is a weird meal to make for a guy.
Mm. Well, I fucking made him. She had me doing the meat and I'm not.
I feel like the first time you cook for someone, you cook for them. The first, I'd say like 1 to 10 times.
For sure. I don't want to be a part of the fucking prep.
Right.
I'm a sous chef now?
And that's if you've been in a relationship for a long time, then it's not really a date. It's more like we're having dinner, we're doing stuff. It's not a date.
And yeah, so she was like, can you get started on that? She was like, I just need 10 minutes to like decompress. And I'm like, all right. The check mark went off in my head, you know, like the flag went up where I was like, okay. I guess she had just really rushed home for work and didn't think I was going to get there. I was there like 10 minutes early.
Okay.
And I went, fine. Yeah, I know I was a little early. Do your thing. I'll help. I don't mind. But, you know, so I start like doing the patties and everything, and she fucking didn't want. She used like the lettuce buns, and I was like, I'll just eat it. Fucking get the hell out of here.
So she's putting you on a diet.
The lettuce wrap. Yeah, I didn't even pick up on that at the time.
She was like, let's work out. Let's no carbs.
I know. Now that I'm talking out loud, it's a very subtle. So whatever, it was fine, and she had me like cutting up sweet potatoes, and I guess you can look at it as like, oh, this is a nice thing for a couple to do together. But this was day number three.
Yeah, that's a relate. That's like you've been together for a while.
Totally.
I think.
So whatever, the meal was fine, and then we walked down to her yoga studio, which was a couple blocks away. She lived in Jackson Heights, and it was okay. Only dude there, and clearly the one who doesn't know what he's doing.
Did they talk to you like she's brought guys here before?
No,
okay.
But the teacher had to come over to me like 4 times and be like, you're doing it wrong, retard. You know
right.
What I mean? Like,
you're laying there wrong.
Yeah, I'm laying wrong.
You're not restoring. This is not restorative.
And it was an hour. And in my mind, I was like, this is going to be the longest. The hour actually went by kind of quickly.
It
was
the yoga.
Fine. It was just laying there. And they turned the lights off. And you just kind of, you know, think about it. I honestly, I swear to God, not to be a comic. I was like, I was going over my jokes.
I get it.
Because I had like a headlining set that weekend.
Sure.
And it had been like 3 weeks since I headlined. And I'm like, let me just go over the order of
also,
the whole set.
She was having you incorporate into something it sounded like she was going to do anyway. So you might as well do your own work too. It's not like an out of the box date where you're both having some new experience.
So here's where all these, I don't know if you want to call them beige flags or gray flags or whatever they call
orange.
Them.
Orange?
Yeah, orange. Red. Not red flags, but just enough for me to be like, so we go back to her house. She's telling me, she's like, yeah, I go there like 4 times a week. And it's just like, nothing can get in the way of her routine and like her schedule. And I started to get like, yeah, if anything like interrupts that schedule, I can't like function. Or I'm like, all right, whatever. I miss a day at the gym. I'm not the
right.
I'm fucking jump off the bridge. So.
Also, she kind of tricked you by saying, let's go on an out of the box date.
Yeah. Now I'm just doing your normal Thursday.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we get back to her house. I just have to go take a leak. And we were talking about Costco or something. And she's got in her bathroom this shitty one-ply fucking toilet paper. So I don't, I'm not taking a shit or anything, but, you know, I just, I wipe up a dribble. So I just wanted to use it. So I wait. I go, one ply. In Costco, I go, hey, you know what you got to get at Costco? I go, Kirkland brand's the best toilet paper there is.
This is what you said, leaving the bathroom.
Leaving the bathroom is like a fun, I'm like, you know what, I got to get you, kid. Some of this she goes, no, no, that's the, I like the one ply. I go, what?
It's over.
You like the one ply? What the fuck? Well, I mean, I can never shit here anyway, just because look at me. But like, even if I did in the future, I could not. You're not giving me the tools to finish the job.
You got to bring your own paper.
You're not going to give a fireman a hose to put out a fire? Like,
so she doesn't have guys over a lot.
So that was one, I guess. But still, one ply? Like, it's rough. It's, I don't know. Didn't own a TV in a pretentious way. Like, I don't own a TV. I'm not on social media. So now, like, the things are starting to add up where I'm like, okay, this is why you date, I guess.
Yeah.
To get to know a person.
She sounds like someone that yelps a lot.
I don't think so, but I don't know. So, but you're not probably wrong. I just don't have that information. The other thing that really got to me beyond the TV, that was like the bigger thing for me. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I decompress. I get home, I turn on the TV, watch South Park, and just zone out. I fall asleep with the TV on.
Same.
I live alone. I own two TVs. I have one in my living room and one in my bedroom.
She doesn't do Netflix or anything.
Nothing. Didn't even own a screen other than her computer.
I mean, that's what's driving her crazy. It's just like being with her thoughts always.
Totally. So the other big thing, which is huge for me, is we walk down the street. I stop and talk to every fucking dog. And I'm like, hey, baby, you know, like the little bubbas. And she made it a point numerous times to be like, there was only one dog I could ever love. And it was like, I guess like a family dog. She was like making it a point. I'm like, yeah, but you know, you get it like a puppy and you love it. She was like, I just, there's only one I could ever love. And I'm like, well, you're just a fucking asshole then.
Right.
Like, you don't want pure joy in your life.
That's the red flag.
Yeah, totally. So it just, they all built up. And I was telling this to my friend Maggie, and she was just like, dude, what, dogs and TV? She's like, run for the hills. Yes. And so I sent her a text. I was just like, hey, I'm just trying to be open. I just don't think we're right. Our lifestyles are. Oh, I
and that's
one
very mature to do that and not ghost. I mean, I think that's very admirable.
I've learned the honesty and the phrase being open, ladies appreciate, because it is true. It is honest. And I'm not trying to use it
as a
crutch.
And then they're not wondering.
But I'm like, I am being open and I'm trying to be honest with you. Yeah, and I'm not ghosting you. I just don't think we're a fit. I think I said, I just don't think we're a romantic.
Was she surprised by that?
She just wrote back very quickly, totally fair. Thanks. See you around or something. Okay. She let me off easy.
Wow. I was expecting a blow up.
I was kind of too, and then I was like, whoo. There was one. Oh, she composted? Does you know what that?
Yes. Of course, my mom.
Yeah,
all
which,
time.
Like, fine, but that was the I'm like, I that's a good thing that you're doing, but you're not going to like my lifestyle.
Sure.
No, I barely recycle.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I know I'm bad at that, but I do recycle, but I'm like, you would get mad if I bought a bottle of water.
Right.
Like shit like that, where I'm like, oh, we just live in two different planes of existence. So I just don't think we're a good fit.
That's
so
like the worst part about dating is what you're saying is like you find like after all the swiping and everything, finally someone you're attracted
to. And I felt good about it.
They're attracted to you. First date goes good. Second date goes good. And you're like, oh, it's going to happen. And then all of the crazy shit shows its face.
And the logistical stuff, too. It's a good thing she had you over sooner rather than
later.
Yeah, it was the third day. And also, I think it was easier. We never slept together, which was a lot easier because it was definitely going in that direction. But so, yeah, I don't have like a weird one, but I'm like,
that's pretty weird.
That's good.
But that's why I said to Maggie, I'm like, that's why you do this.
Right.
To get to know a person. And
then when the girl has you over and she actually cooks for you, because also the first time you cook someone a full meal doing lettuce wraps.
The room here. Come on. Make a kid a veal parmesan or something. Don't give me fucking lettuce wraps.
Totally.
You want to impress the big cat?
And then make you do it. Right.
I know. What the fuck was that?
I'd say if someone's going to have you over for cooking, unless they're like, let's make something together, and then it shouldn't be like...
She put me to work. It wasn't like, if I had you over, I would absolutely bear the brunt of all the cooking. But if you were like, is there anything I can do?
Right.
I'd be like, you want to make a salad or something? Like, do that. That's
Even
a nice
that,
gesture.
That's
she
a nice
put
gesture.
Me to the fucking...
On the very first date, I would never make the person make something.
It was, this
they
was
could
day
bring.
Three, but like...
Right.
And I asked her, can I bring anything? Oh, yeah. She had me pick up like a red onion or something dumb where I was like,
this bitch.
All right.
So annoying.
It was annoying. It is, and that's why I'm like, we live differently.
I wonder what she was like sexually.
I don't know. She was
I'm curious.
She
had a
nice body. She did a ton of yoga, and like she was cute.
But it was restorative yoga.
Mm. No, but I think that was just one out of like four classes she did a week. She was in good shape for sure.
Okay, I'm sorry to cut this short.
Not at all.
We are. This is going so quickly, and we have two more segments to get through.
Oh my lord!
So we're gonna.
Sorry, I have to talk.
No, this has been great. We're gonna switch over to bad things. All right, guys. I want to remind you about our longest running sponsor, and I'm gonna remind you by saying this: $60 kilos. That's right, the unattainable number that no one in the world of kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along. For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com figured it out, and now thanks to their sheer brilliance, you can get a kilo of Kratom for just $60. You may be wondering how they solved this $60 kilo problem, and will anybody else solve the $60 kilo problem? You'll find out on season 3 of Yo Kratom. That's right, it's Yo Kratom's third year of being a loyal sponsor of the show. If you are a fan of Kratom, you no longer have to go to some random corner store and then take whatever is in the bags that they have behind the counter. You know that you can trust the quality at YoKratom.com, and you're not going to beat the price of $60 a kilo. Let's go YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into it.
Bad things with you.
This is Bad Things Press Show. We talk about fight stories, physical altercations. So you guys have both told fight stories on the show before. Emma, I know for sure that you have a new one. So let's hear yours.
Okay, this is a new one. Now, so I have been going to a therapist about... I started seeing a therapist maybe like 2 months after this, because this was definitely like a final thing where my girlfriend was like, we can't do this. You can't do this anymore. And I don't know. It's embarrassing because it's just like emotional regulation was not happening at this time, where I was coming back, I think, from the Amtrak. I'd been spending time with family, whatever it was. Someone I thought was looking at me funny, which isn't a big... This happens. But... we were getting off the Amtrak and they kept turning around and like looking at me. So for whatever it was, I said, what the fuck are you looking at? And then I said, like, I'm gonna like go fuck yourself, you fucking loser. And then my girlfriend was like, stop it. And I was like, fuck this guy, he's a fucking loser. And I was talking about him really loudly in front of him. And I did it knowing we were going up this escalator in Penn Station where there's all these cops around. So I timed it.
That's nice.
Yeah. And then she was like, you're like, that's not safe. Like, you're doing this to this, like, this is a big man who could, like, you know, it's not just you. You're doing it when you're with me. Right. And I was like,
well,
but I
apologize.
I apologize.
So let it go.
And I go, and I did it as we were going up an escalator where I knew police were going to be. And she was like, it's not, you have to stop getting so mad. Like, she was like, What if that was someone that like knew you for something? Or she's like, you're in entertainment. Like, what are you doing? Like, this is crazy behavior. Like, maybe he was looking at you. So what? But for some reason, sometimes I just get so bothered and I don't let it go. And then I start saying things.
What was the first thing that you said?
I thought I probably, what are you? I'm not, what the fuck are you looking at?
But that's we gotta the understand. Sentence that has started yeah. more fights than any other probably in history. What are you looking at?
What's the issue here? But I was like, it was starting out at a level 10, and then I go, you fucking loser. Like, who the fuck wears sweatpants like that? Even though anybody could wear any kind of sweatpants. Whatever I was saying to him, I was like, fuck
about
this guy.
Too. We'll get right to the real meat of the fucking...
I'm like, you fucking like dipshit. Like, if I interpret someone as being rude, then I get much more rude. Yeah. And that's not okay. It's not good. It was like I was doing it almost like it was a YouTube comment, and then I was responding how I would if I ever like was responding to that. I haven't done that in a couple months, but I was doing it in real time. And to be fair to this guy, he didn't say anything.
So, but is that also maybe like a strike on his side? Because like after you initially are like, even if it's a what the fuck are you looking at versus like what are you looking
Which,
at?
Or I'm funny looking. You? We live in New York too. I mean, but the whatever he was doing it, the way he was doing it felt really mean.
Yeah.
And I think I also see now I feel like I can't. I'm an unreliable narrator. I feel like I saw him like push some woman's bag over. But maybe I'm just saying that to make him wear a bag. Yeah. I saw him push a little old lady. So I didn't get into a physical fight, but I did everything that would have justified one. Also, similar thing. This guy was I was getting out of an Uber. This guy was beeping, beeping, beeping. And so I got out of the car and I spat on his car. And I was like, you beeping isn't helping anybody, you stupid fuck. And then I spit in the car, and then he stopped the car, and I realized how big he was. And then he was about to get out, and I ran in my apartment. But I can't do stuff like that because it's like they both could have, one, that one could have hurt my girlfriend too. And this other one, like I spit on someone's car.
So it sounds like you've gotten pretty lucky so far.
I've gotten so lucky, and I need to stop while I'm ahead. Because I cannot be doing... This is crazy.
I do understand, though. Like, I had a similar thing. But I feel like I have, like, maybe, like, a more of a simmering point before the boiling.
That's good, because it should be... You're never going to regret waiting a beat to react like that. And reacting in anger in that way. You're not... There's no way you're going to win in this situation.
Yeah. It was a similar thing. It was a girl, though. And there was, like, a... They were doing something... I don't know, like... It was like a group of people doing something. Like they were in Union Square for like a purpose, a group of people. Mm. And they were having a conversation. I was waiting for the bus. And then this girl is just like, the other people are talking and she's just staring at me.
Right.
And so like I look and then I look and she's still looking and I'm like, do you need something? Can I help you? But I didn't say like, what the fuck are you looking at?
I said something like that in the at first.
It's like, what's even happening
here? What's
going on? And as I'm speaking, she's not saying anything back. And then she breaks a stare. And then that was it. So, but it was also a girl.
Right.
And it, like, not a giant person.
Sounded like you were pretty nice in the situation.
I think so.
Yeah, you were like, can I
like,
help you?
Stop looking at me.
Right.
So what is happening here?
What's going on?
Yes.
It's so much about where you're at mentally, too, when that happens. Because it's like, we live in New York. Anybody could be looking at us in any number of ways at any time.
Right. And it could just be like a, like, you space out. Oh, you don't God, even know
totally.
What you're looking at. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing behavior on my part. And I hope, as I keep doing therapy, I will be less reactive.
Do you feel like you have been less reactive?
Just a little, but I wish. Oh no, this was the other fight. On the block, there was these kids doing some type of music concert at like nine at night on a Sunday, and I was home early, and I was trying to go to I was like home so early, and I was so excited about it. I'm in bed, and then I can hear them, and they're playing a concert on the roof, and I like went down in the street, and there were other people, and my girlfriend was like, "Don't yell, don't get mad." And then I was like, shut up, like yelling. I got so mad about it. I ended up joining the Block Association.
Ah, yeah. 9 o'clock. Come on, E-Dub.
It was like blaring. And then they were having this huge party and then people leaving. I was like, what's going on? Are those like some NYU kids? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, well, tell them to shut up. Like, we're trying to go to sleep. My girlfriend, she was like, I heard some crazy person screaming in the street. And I realized it was you. She's like, no one else was screaming like that. You're just yelling, shut the fuck up. At kids.
Was this a weekday?
It was a Sunday.
Okay. 9 p.m. 10?
I know. It might have been 10. No matter what, I was in the... And she was like, you live in New York. We live in the East Village. Like, you can't get this mad.
Yeah, I'm with the kids.
I apologized to the other people that were like out, the older people that were out there. And I was like, I'm sorry. And they're like, no, it was good. I also went into the building and then I closed the door so more people couldn't get in.
Wow,
and then I called
loud,
the super like 15 times. But it's... When I unpack that,
kid.
Yeah, right.
Trying to have a recorder concert.
Pretty good, right?
I just learned.
Oh, and I was like, I work in entertainment. You guys are never getting signed. I'm going to message every talent agent I know that when I get your name, I'm going to tell.
Card out.
I was saying, which is like, what? The two I know, like, I'm like,
you're finished in this town.
You're banned. Get out. But it's all of my therapist was like, it was just entitled of me to be like, who do you guys think you are? Even the amount of shit that I talk to myself for then me to be like, I'm trying to sleep. Like, how dare you interrupt me? It's not a pride point at all. And I have been working on it in therapy. And I think it's been getting better, but it's not totally fixed.
Sounds like you're aware.
I understand it. I feel like it's just like taking something personally.
That shouldn't, is
yeah.
not personal.
That isn't
exactly.
Yeah, I get it. But it's like, I get it though. Because like, I have like my landlord lives above me at home. And sometimes they have their grandkids over. And it'll be like 10 o'clock at night, but it's like I'm 100 and it's like I'm home and I want to go to sleep and I just hear like the pounding of the kids' feet on the floor.
Yeah, they scurry.
And it's like they're kids, they're playing, they're visiting for the weekend, but also why should I have to deal with this?
Right.
And I just like lay in bed in rage.
Simmering. And it's we chose to live in New York, so if you have someone living above you, that does make sense that that's going to happen, but at the same time, you know, the temperament.
Yeah.
The temperament. Yeah. So I haven't been in any physical fights, thank God.
I try
God.
And give people a little curfew, like 11.
Sure.
Shut it down.
I feel like 11's kind of late.
Yeah, I know, but again, it's New York.
It's pretty reasonable for, I think it's pretty reasonable for New York. Because we could get headphones.
I sleep with noise-canceling headphones. Yeah, because, noises really get on my nerves.
Same.
You would have hated this girl I banged.
Do we talk about this before, like misophonia?
Mm-mm, never heard of it.
So it's like when you have like a physical aversion to noises.
Ooh.
Like for example, like open mouth chewers.
I have that.
If it fills you with rage, like that's misophonia.
I can't hear it through headphones when like people like that. I can't do it.
I went onto the bonfire the other day.
Jay fucking does it. He's the worst.
He does it all the time.
I kind of like it.
I threw my headphones off one time when he did it.
Yes, it's so annoying.
That's why I quit the show. But that's really what started it for me. I can't even do
what
it.
What is it? It's just like that.
He'll do like this. He'll like whisper talk, and you just kind of hear his lips smacking, and it just fucking hits my ear bad.
Huh? When I went, they were doing a thing where they were saying if you stand with Israel, then you have to take a bite of these veggie straws into the mic. And they were doing that right as I walked in, because I walked in halfway through the show,
so
and I was
peculiar.
Like, I can't chew into the mic.
Just...
I don't want to do this.
Right.
And then I put the headphones on and then had to hear everybody
listeners
else
love
doing
that.
It to the mic.
Chewing directly into the mic.
Oh, my God. Okay, Andy, do you have another fight story?
I don't really have another fight story.
That's great.
Yeah. A lot of things piss me off. I think I internalize them a lot. No. I've started boxing, like
That's
with
great.
Sergio, you know.
Yeah.
We saw you on the street one day.
Yes.
You were walking by while we were...
She was fighting somebody. Yeah, right?
Screaming.
No, I don't, but now I know how to fight.
So you're ready.
I'm not even a dust-up, really. I guess you could call it a dust-up. I was at a bar, and this is probably like a year ago. I was seeing a girl, and I was with my other friend, and we were playing darts, and there's like two dart boards next to each other. And these like younger kids just kind of came in and like started. They didn't really ask to like if we could use the. They just like they erased our score and our scoreboard. And I took fucking issue with that.
Yeah, I would have a big problem with that.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah,
he was like, and I still don't know if he genuinely didn't. It was pretty obvious it was our score though, and he just kind of erased it.
See, I hate that. That's really rude.
And I kind of it kind of ended with me like kind of pushing it, but it like nothing happened. They were like apologetic.
That's good.
That's all. I don't have any good fight stories. I'm sorry.
If someone apologizes,
I'll do better next time.
Yeah, right. He's gonna go out in the street and get in a fight. He's gonna fight me.
It's also like though, what are their other options? Because you're like a big guy.
I am a big guy, for sure.
So like they don't have other options to just apologize, like once they size up what's gonna happen.
I know. I feel like I have a sweet face though. I don't know. People don't look at me as a threat physically.
It's like when I saw the guy sitting down in the car and then he stood up and he was really tall when he got out, because after I spat in the car, he got out and then
giant.
I was like, blah, blah, blah. And then I scampered in and was like, oh my God.
I didn't do anything. I mean, I would never get an altercation with a woman, like ever, even. I mean, come on.
This is New York City, though.
I guess there are crazies out there.
All right, we're going to go over to our final segment.
All right, sir.
Which is scary things. All right, guys, real quick, we have a brand new sponsor on the show this week, New Hampshire Hemp Company. They are a USDA certified organic hemp company with farms off the seacoast and nestled in the lake regions of New Hampshire. They provide some of the finest boutique smokable hemp flower on the East Coast. Incorporating regenerative and no-till practices on the farm, they can assure you all cultivation is done by hand in native New Hampshire soil. Providing full-term terpene-rich strains such as Belk Knap County Berry and fan favorites such as Pineapple Kush, New Hampshire Hemp Co.'s flower has the taste you love with the CBD you're looking for. So follow them on Instagram and Facebook at NH Hemp Co. or go to the website nhhempco.com. And if you use promo code TTI in the order notes, you're going to get $10 off your first eighth. Remember, you have to put it in the little note section at the bottom, TTI, to get $10 off your first eighth. You're not going to beat that. Once again, follow them on Instagram and Facebook at NH Hemp Co. or go to the website nhhempco.com and get your order now. Let's get back into it. By the way, so the reason why we have the Michael Jackson face is because Figs has this irrational fear of white Michael Jackson.
I get it.
Yes. And we have up in the merch store right now for Halloween, we do have a brand new piece of merch. If you don't have it up, it's okay. But if you go to merchengine.com, go to this page's site, and then you can buy the merch for Halloween. We can maybe bring it up during the plugs. Do you guys each have new stories for this segment?
I haven't had any supernatural stuff, but
no.
I'm not that open to the paranormal. So
right. You're scared of talking about it.
Yeah, I get scared about like the idea of like bringing in bad spirits, because I think when you talk about it, then they know you're open to receiving them. So I get nervous talking about it. But I do.
Were you raised Catholic?
No, were you?
I was gonna say yes, and that's a very like real thing. I had
really
as a kid, where yeah, I it's a fear based religion, and I definitely suffered from that when I was younger.
So they'll be like, don't talk about bad.
If I do this, then I'll be possessed, you know, like.
Oh, right. That's what they're like, the exorcism.
I saw The Exorcist really young. Yeah.
I will say that it's not true because I talk about it all the time. I think about it all the time.
And they don't come for you?
I want it to, though. And I feel like that's, I feel like I'm too thirsty for it and I'm like pushing it away. But I want it to, and I just, nothing. Nothing ever happens.
I'd rather not deal with it.
You're a welcome presence to them.
I try, but I think I've said this on the show before that like each time I have, because like I feel like as you get older, you experience like more intimate losses in your life. Mm-hmm. And each time I do, I feel like I believe in like paranormal stuff less.
Really?
Because it's always such a bummer. I don't want to bring the show down, but it's just like a, like if someone is like cremated, mm-hmm. once you like, just like that transition from like, this was a whole person and like a big presence in my life, and now it's just a jar of like
dirt. You don't
think
the spirit might evaporate?
But I don't have any feeling of that.
Mm.
It's just like, it's just over and done with now.
Oh, I'll think of it like the spirit energy, like whatever point of enlightenment they were at when they passed, then that energy like goes up and out, and like say something, someone was like so angry still, then I think it would be even like more formed. Like the more at peace you are, the more it just evaporates.
I'd like,
but I'm hippy dippy.
I'd like for that to be. I want it to be. Like I want to believe in it. I want it all to be true. But I like, as I get older, I feel like I, like really in my heart, believe in it less. Mm. Like if I talk about it, I'm like, ghosts, yes, all of it. But deep down, I don't know that I believe it anymore.
I definitely believe in aliens over paranormal ghosts.
And that was your story last time on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Like my little sister swears she saw our Aunt Sylvia like after she died. Who was like 92. She's like, I saw her sitting at the edge of my bed one night. Hmm. And I was like, all right. She's like, you don't believe me? I'm like, I believe you believe it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, no, I don't believe you really, but I believe you kind of believe it because I think you're coping with it. But whatever,
so
you
don't
tell yourself.
You don't believe it at all.
Ghosts?
Yeah.
No.
So you think dead over?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about, I don't know. I'm a classic kind of agnostic kind of guy because it's like I don't have the ego to know to fully say I don't know for sure.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I can't disprove or prove anything. So how, I don't see how anybody could say one way or the other. I think that'd be awesome if there was more.
Right, but that's ideal.
Lean toward the idea of I don't think there is. You know?
I definitely, like, I recently have been like praying to like something bigger than myself more. But then with when I think of ghosts, I don't think of like a fully formed like, you know, but I will think of like an energy that can, like a spirit energy.
And I've met people who I know and love and trust who I've been like, I had a weird, like I saw something weird and just like, I don't know. I've never had like any sort of ghostly experiences. I've seen some weird, I guess, extraterrestrial kind of, like, I've seen lights and weird stuff I can't explain where that, because, and I think that's more of a realm of, I think that's more possible, too.
Aliens.
Yeah.
Probably, because, like, something, like, at least more, like, kind of provable, and we've also talked about this on the show before, but that doesn't, like, really, maybe it does, but it doesn't, like, change our world, really. Mm. If, like, something exists outside this planet, it's, like, that's, like, cool, it's a whole thing, but that doesn't really change our life necessarily, but if there is like life after this, that changes everything.
That is such a good point.
Yeah,
that was, I remember when it would like popped up that they were like, their aliens are out there, people didn't even seem to blink about that.
No,
like, and what
I think
else?
We've all accepted it. You're like, yeah,
I guess they'd have to be like, aliens are here and they're gonna lower your taxes or raise your taxes, and everybody's like, what are they doing to me? Like something where it would like affect our lives very
well. The other
much.
Thing is, we haven't really had contact,
right?
You know what I mean?
That we know,
or an exchange of that we know about, sure. If there was legit,
what is the thing that you're
just
doing?
Sometimes I don't know.
I thought you were just waving.
No, when it's like an energy thing. Like we don't know if we've had contact, but if they're watching us right now and they're like, we've been contacting you, I just want to be like, okay.
I know. Evan's giving signals.
Well, it's like I'm open to maybe you have.
You're like a third base coach. I can't read the signs over here.
Well, there's no meaning behind them other than I'm just saying like it's like an energy nod.
And I just assumed somebody walked in and you were waving.
I'm doing a real floppy.
And she's also dyslexic though, so they might not
100%. It's I'm just having a spasm.
Told them to go fuck themselves.
But it'll be like if there's a, you know, in case the people were being watched in the off chance.
Just a knock on wood kind of thing.
And they're like, we have been contacting you guys. You guys are just like,
she's
don't deny it. Then I'll be like, I'm like doing a little like red flag. Like I knew.
That's a dyslexic girl with a bad temper. She's okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah.
She was waving at us.
I do have some. For the month of October every year, we open up a Google voicemail.
Nice.
And have listeners send in their paranormal stories. And then we pick our favorite one at the end of the month for to win a piece of merch.
Hell yeah.
So we do have a little bit of time. So, Harrington, do you want to play one of the voicemails? Let's see how many we can get through. It's going to play in 1 minute.
Sorry, it is opening up. It's not.
So these are experiences people have had?
Yes. I think I did see one UFO one, but I think for the most part they're ghostly.
The crazy thing is, too, I do love like ghost movies and scary, like
I don't get into them at all.
Well, like The Conjuring is a really good ghost haunting movie.
All right, I'll write it down.
Haunting stuff really does scare me because I'm like, duh.
I just want to watch someone get kidnapped. You know what I mean?
I'm going to see Exorcist on the big screen for the first time.
Ooh, that's going to be fun.
The original. That's and I'm very excited.
Oh, I was just going to say, I did go to see the new Exorcist with Big J, Bobby, and Jacob and DJ Lou. Because I wanted to see, because like they say that Robert Kelly like reacts so crazy to scary things, which blows my mind. Like there's no scary movie that I won't watch in bed like by myself before I go to sleep.
Sure.
I'm just like, I don't. It's in make-believe.
I know. That's so how I am.
Crazy. Not me.
I'll get scared. I'll jump. It won't fuck me up for the night. I'll be like, well, it's not real. It's
right.
A movie.
It's like, I just put on Friends and now I want to go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm just waving.
I know. I get so scared.
I, as a little kid too, though, I grew up 20 minutes from where they filmed the Friday the 13th. And like, I lived in the woodsy area. And I kept myself up at nights, tricking myself and be like, I just heard Jason outside. I just heard its twig snap.
Because what I'll think is that some crazy person saw that movie and then they want to like recreate it.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
But I didn't get that scared by Friday. Those Friday movies.
No,
they're
not.
But at the same time, I didn't watch all of them. Like I do get scared.
They're all the same.
I fast forward them. So I'll start it and then I get scared and then I fast forward.
Right.
I do. That's like the... Whenever I look through like the compilation of like the paranormal videos, and they always say like the scariest thing are humans though, and that's like the true thing. So like, I live alone. I don't have like a big dog or anything. So it's like when I hear something in the middle of the night, I'm like, someone's gonna kill me.
Sure.
I don't think
ghosts.
Do you keep
a bat or something next to the bed?
I have weapons. I don't want to reveal.
I have weapons too.
Weapons.
Yep. I have weapons. Yes.
Yep. Plural. And I'm just like, just make it quick. I just don't want to suffer.
Oh, and I don't want to die.
I don't want to suffer. So I'm like, whatever happens, you know, I've got a couple axes hidden around the apartment. I'll put up a fight. But if I'm going down and it's I would just be like, please, no torturing. That's just what I don't want that. I don't want my nails getting ripped off.
Oh, well, I mean, who would?
But I know it's the anticipation of it. I'd be like, just do quick.
I have this this anti-kidnapping bracelet.
Ooh.
I need more weapons, though, on me, but there is, like, this thing that breaks glass, this little bead.
Oh, my God, I got to get one of those.
And then this handcuff key.
Ah.
Wow.
But I need to practice because
yes,
I can't.
You do.
If someone handcuffed me right now, nothing is happening.
Right.
I'm not fixing it.
I don't know if it was, like, an anti-kidnapping one where it's, like, just letting the kidnappers know you do not want to get kidnapped.
That's the Bond type
shit. She is anti-kidnapping. She votes against kidnapping. She does not want that.
Okay, we are at 6:30. You have to leave right now.
I can go in like 5 minutes.
Do you have one ready to go, one of the voicemails?
So it's telling me I have to sign into your Google to do so.
Just
the other alternative
password.
Is I could just read it because I have the text printed out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll do that with one
whatever
of
you guys want to do.
Yeah, I don't want to like take the time to like log into my account over there. So yeah, pick like one that looks kind of short and we'll just go over one of them.
All right. So I'm going to do... Hi, this is Jeff from Baltimore. I thought UFO, probably around 2014 or 15. I can't quite remember exactly when it was, but me and three friends were driving, leaving Baltimore City. going towards the state park to go on a hike. And when we looked up, I looked out the
I
right.
I wish it was someone from like Hong Kong or something. You just see the Asian voice.
rear passenger window. Saw something floating in the sky and thought it was... Thought it first that it was just a spy blimp.
I feel bad to do this to their story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hold off on it because I feel bad.
Yeah, you butchered it, Harrington.
No, it's not your fault. It's just that like the way that it's like transcribing it is cutting the words off, and I feel bad for the person that spent the time. So we'll do it next week. But while we're in the segment, so if you have a voicemail, which we will play next week when Figs is back, you can call 929-322-3441, and it's about a 3-minute voicemail. And we're going to pick a winner at the end of October, and you win a free piece of merch. Do you have the picture now?
Ooh-wee.
Check out the merch. Nice.
There it is. So there it is. With the
Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween?
I love it.
I don't know. And we are actually recording on Halloween. Nice. So I have to think of something.
You know what you're going to do, Andy? Yeah. I got no plans.
Now it's a Tuesday. I don't put in for spots on that day.
No.
It's a fucking nightmare.
Not in New York City.
Yeah. But do you like go out and do something?
No. If it was a weekend, maybe. But Tuesday is tough. I guess people will probably do it that Saturday prior.
Halloween and SantaCon in New York scare me too much because there's too much. People are too anonymous. Because someone could be
walking
in a,
around waving,
shank you, yes. And you don't know who it is.
Right. Yeah, that's yeah.
Fair. They shank you, then they dip.
Okay,
not gonna get me.
Nah, I have no Halloween plans.
Do you have Halloween plans?
No. I think I'm gonna be out of town because I'm doing shows in Austin, and then I think I'm gonna stay there for. So I'm not gonna be in the city, but I'm not gonna go out and I'm not
and,
doing
like,
shows.
Binging
for it.
Scary movies.
I get too scared.
Oh. I'm going to see The Exorcist on October 26th.
Okay. That's so awesome. It's like,
yeah.
I would be too scared.
My friend has never seen it ever, and I've never seen it on the big screen, and it's the director's cut. I'm very excited.
It's got to be way better than
I watch
the second
one. I watch Jaws every 4th of July. I watch The Exorcist every year around this time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fun. There is American Horror Story. They are releasing like a 4-part thing, I think, on the 26th. They're releasing it. That's a fun thing. Just something scary to watch. Okay, we're going to go around the room and do plugs to get everybody out of here. I'll start with you, Andy.
I am this weekend with Tom Papa in Torrington, Connecticut at the Warner Theater on Friday, the 20th. And then the 21st, we're at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in the big room in Newark on Saturday, the 21st. I think there's tickets left. So we're two hometown Jersey kids, so that'll be very fun. And then I will be on my own in November in Charlotte, early December, Omaha Funny Bone.
I love the Omaha Funny
Bone. Isn't it a great room? Great owner, Colleen Rules. But for everything, just go to andyfiore.com. I have my hometown, Morristown, New Jersey, November 25th. I do my Thanksgiving Spectacular. We do it every year at the Dojo in Tiff's, at Tiff's Comedy. It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I have Greg Stone, Anthony DeVito, and James Mattern.
Nice.
We got the old Astoria crew back together. I host it. It's a really fun time. So just go to my website and you'll get all the ticket links and follow me on the socials at Andy Fiore.
Awesome. Emma?
I'm going to be in Austin, Texas, October 27th and 28th at the Creek in the Cave, and then November 16th in Boston, and the 17th and 18th in Beverly, Massachusetts. And then I keep all my dates at IamEmmaWellman.com. Got to update that motherfucker. And then also, I have a new podcast with Betches Media called Ask Men Anything that is out every Tuesday morning.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. And I will say, by the way, when I rewatched the episode that you were on, we were talking about you being on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and you asked me if I had watched it, and I said I had watched it 3 times, and you said, thank you for your honesty, and I didn't pick up on it in the moment, but I think you interpreted it as I watched 3 episodes. What I meant was I had watched the whole series.
Oh,
three
I thought
times.
You meant you watched 3 episodes. Oh, that's really funny.
And I've watched it several times since then.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I thought that's definitely what I thought. Yeah, I thought you were like, I watched 1 episode. Yeah, I'm like, I appreciate it. Thank you for keeping it 100.
Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigital.com/live. That's absolutely free. The best way to support the show is to go to gasdigital.com, use promo code TTI. You'll get a 1-week free trial. It gives you access to every single episode of the show we've ever done, including both all 3 episodes that these guys have done, as well as every episode of every show on the Gas Digital Network, all for free. If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate, review, tell a friend, leave a comment, subscribe. Every little bit of interaction helps the show to grow, and we love you guys for being a part of this with us. Go to merchengine.com for the new t-shirt, hoodie, and tank top, all with that new logo, and we have a new one coming out also for Halloween. Leave your voicemails at 929-322-3441 or send an email to thethingispodcast@gmail.com. And
that one ding, the whole show.
That was it. Is that it? Am I forgetting anything? That's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.